സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ഈസ് വൺ ഓഫ് ദ റിലിജിയസ് പ്രാക്ടീസ് ടു ആൾ ഇൻ ജനറൽ ഇൻ ആൾ റിലിജിയൻസ് ആൻഡ് എ പർട്ടിക്കുലർ separate sadhana for spiritual seekers. Meditation in Sanskrit we call it as dhyanam. In Vedas this meditation is discussed in upasana kanda. Upasana means a mental activity. Upasamipe yo vasaha jivatma paramatmanoho. Staying near to the Lord mentally. Upasamipe vasah. I the Jivatma, mentally I am very close to Paramatma. That bhavana, when it comes, it is called upasana. Meditation, they call it as meditation. This upasana word is very significantly used in Shastra only, but in modern times they call it as dhyanam or they call it as meditation. This meditation is not only for religious people, not only for spiritual seekers, but this is becoming a common mandate prescribed by the doctors to all health seekers. Meditation is a common mandate nowadays by doctors. They are prescribing for all health issues also. If they have any ailment, may you practice this meditation. Some meditation you practice. Even to reduce blood pressure also. So meditation is recommended by doctors also. Not only that, meditation is practiced by all professionals of different field of arts, musicians, dancers, sports persons, and many other people are choosing to practice that meditation to improve their skills, to improve their efficiency, and to get better prospects in their life, in their profession. So all walks of life people are preferring to practice meditation, and there are many types of meditation. This meditation is highly emphasized in Ashtanga Yoga also. In eight limbs of that Patanjali Yoga, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. Dhyanam is highly recommended in Ashtanga Yoga. Patanjali Maharshi says, what is Dhyanam? He gives a definition. Not only in Patanjali Yoga Sutras, there are many other Dhyanams which are very popular nowadays. Kundalini Dhyanam, Chakra Dhyanam, Pyramid Dhyanam, Transcendental Meditation. Spelling itself is difficult. Transcendental meditation. Very popular meditation among public. These are all meditations are available. Patanjali says, Vijatiya Pratyaya Anantarita Sajatiya Pratyaya Pravahaha Dhyanam. Without any dissimilar thoughts, one has to maintain, entertain the similar thought in the mind. Without any dissimilar thoughts, vijatiya pratyaya anantarita. Anantarita means without, vijatiya means dissimilar. Without any dissimilar thoughts, the meditator has to entertain the similar thought. If you are a Shiva Bhakta, Shiva thought only should come. If you are a Rama Bhakta, Rama thought alone should come. Like that. So there are many, many definitions given by many acharyas. In our Vedic tradition, there is a method for that. I call it as Vedic meditation. It is a classical meditation. It is a classical meditation. I call it as Vedic meditation. One has to start their religious life. Meditation must be the practice every day, because mind has got different faculties. Because meditation means upasana. Upasana means mental activity or manasa vyaparaha. In meditation, what you are doing? Only manasa vyapara. Mind alone is doing some vyapara. Vyapara means, don't mistake, a business. Okay. Vyapara means activity. Thinking, pattern, vritti. So, manasika vyapara. So, when we are using the mind in meditation as a manasika vyapara, what vyapara I have to give to that mind? Shastra says, go in this method. You must give this vyapara, this activity to your mind. That is given in our shastras. This meditation, manasika vyapara, meditation, what are the faculties of the mind we have to know? To know the manasika vyapara, how to do, we should know the faculties of the mind. To perform meditation, mind needs relaxation. Relaxation, the mind wants, it desires relaxation, shanti. Shanti means relaxation, calmness, quietude, poiseness. These are all important to relax the mind. So relaxation of the mind is important before you are entering the meditation. And this meditation, when we are practicing, another faculty of the mind also we have to see. That is, mind has got vikshepa, distraction, wavering, vacillation. To avoid that vacillation or distraction, I have to develop that focusing capacity, concentration, ekagrata. Ekagrata is also a faculty of the mind only. But we have to train that. We have to cultivate. Every day we have to do a practice. Minimum 10 minutes, maximum 20 minutes. That meditation, when we practice, it helps us to focus our mind on object of meditation. This is called objective meditation. In meditation, there is a tripudi. I am the meditator. I am meditating upon my Ishta Devata, Dheya Vastu. I am Dhyata, meditator. I am meditating upon my Ishta Devata. Whoever is your Ishta Devata, your mind is focusing on that Ishta Devata. That is called object of meditation. That object of meditation is called Dheya Vastu. It is called Dheyam. I am Dhyata, my Ishta Devata is Dheyam. Then what is the process is going on between both of us, my Ishta Devata and me? Dhyanam process is going on. Dhyanam process is going on. Therefore, Dhyata, Dhyanam, Dheyam. Meditator, meditation, and meditating object, object of meditation. So tripudi is there. At initial stages, Shastra recommends you take your Ishta Devata, focus your mind on Ishta Devata. To relax your mind first, relax like entire nature. You see the trees, ocean, mountains, nature, how beautiful it is relaxed. You also relax like that. Then you start focusing. That is called dharana in Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Focusing the mind for ekagrata. to prevent vikshepa, distraction from the mind. This is called Chitta Ekagrata Dhyanam. There are steps to go to real meditation. Chitta Shanti Dhyanam, relaxation meditation. Then you go further. Next, there is an effort when you are focusing your mind on your Ishta Devata. And you do Manasa Parayanam, Manasa Japa, Manasa Puja, mentally, all Manasika Vyapara. Some Parayana Stotram connected to that Ishta Devata. If it is Shiva's connection, you can chant Panchakshari Stotram. If it is connected to Rama, you chant Rama Stotram, Sri Rama Rama Rameti, Rame Rame Mano Rame, Sahasranama Tatulyam Rama Nama Varanani. Like that, Krishna, Krishna Parayanam. Then you start doing Manasa Puja. Mentally you offer flowers. All you are doing in Dhyanam itself. This is the procedure of doing Dhyanam. Not just closing the eyes and stopping the thoughts is not the meditation. We never recommend that meditation. This is Shastric meditation. Vedic meditation, safe meditation. It is very, very safe for us. In this meditation, you do Manasa Parayanam, Manasa Puja, then Manasa Japa. Your Ishta Devata mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. If Shiva is Ishta Devata, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. If Krishna is your Ishta Devata, Om Krishnaya Namaha, Krishnaya Namaha, some Japa. Some nama, you can chant. Choose your Ishta Devata and Japa. This is also a part of meditation. In concentration meditation. This is called Eka Rupa Dhyanam. Single form of the Lord, for a length of time, years together, I worship that Lord. I am a Shiva Bhakta. I am a Krishna Bhakta. People should say, I am Putra Bhakta, Putri Bhakta, because I am, my mind is occupied with my family members. Therefore, convert your mind from family members to Bhagavan. Shiva Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, Rama Bhakta, Devi Bhakta. Every day that person performs meditation. Then comes this Eka Rupa Bhakti after long practice. Then you have to develop the another faculty of the mind, that is, mind needs expansion. Mind needs vishalata, chitta vishalata. For that Shastra prescribe, from Eka Rupa you have to mature, replace Eka Rupa into Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa Dhyanam you have to enter after some time. How long you confined to one rupa, one photo of the Lord? See your Lord everywhere. Why can't you see your Lord everywhere? In trees, in mountains, in rivers, everywhere, in stars, sun, moon. That is why stotrams are also there. Bhupado yasya nabhir viyadasura nilaschandra suryau cha netre. That varnana you know, all of you. If you are Shiva Bhakta, Apatalana Bhastalanta Bhuvana Brahmandama Vispurat. Oh Lord Shiva, you are pervading from the Patala to higher lokas, upper lokas. Jyotisphatika Linga Mauli Vilasat Purnenduvanta Mritaihi Astokaplutamekamisha Manisham Rudran Vakanjapan. Like that Vishwarupa Dhyanam. You have to see everything is Bhagavan only. That is called Vishwarupa Dhyanam. Bhagavan Krishna also in 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana time, described this only. Arjuna, learn to see everything as God. Then your mind will expand. Instead of expanding the mind, hearts are expanding nowadays. Enlargement, heart enlargements are coming. That is why expand your mind, give your mind to the Lord and give your heart also to the Lord. Heart is safe. Our heart is so safe if we give our heart to the Lord. because my primary relation is with Bhagavan only. Therefore, Shastra says, from Eka Rupa to, you have to mature and come to Vishwarupa Dhyana. This also you do regularly, but try to practice that Vishwarupa also. Very, very important. Then comes, after that, again you have to grow, mature out of that Vishwarupa also. This is the toughest task. You have to come to Arupa Ishvara, Arupa Dhyanam. Shastra recommends. I said this is Vedic meditation, this is Shastric meditation. What Shastra says, I have to follow those steps only, those methods only I have to follow. Not any other personal invented meditations I need not follow. I don't require those meditations. 2 minutes meditation, short meditation. Who wants those meditations? They are all doing only for mental peace. How long that mind can stay peacefully? A crash course like meditations won't work. Human mind emotionally, it wants some relation. It wants relation. In the name of secularism, they are giving different meditations without naming the Lord, without connecting the Lord. They want to remove the Lord from meditation. That type of meditations are all coming, they are all galore, going on everywhere. Because so many religions are there in our country, therefore many teachers are giving such a meditation without connecting to the Lord. But that is not recommended. In whatever religion you are, whatever God who you are worshipping, meditate on that Lord. Why secular meditation? Meditation is sacred. God is involved in that meditation. Human mind wants relation. Human mind can share with Bhagavan. And you can shout with Bhagavan, you can scold Bhagavan, you can look at Bhagavan like a baby, like a mother, like a dear, your own lover. You can see Bhagavan like a father or mother, whatever you want. Whatever relation you are deprived of, see that Lord in that relation. If you have no son relation, you have not sufficiently enjoyed, look at the Lord as son. If you don't have husband, if you want that husband relation, look at the Lord as your husband. Even wife also. You can look at the Lord as wife also. If a person feels wife's love and affection is not available sufficiently, you can see love, Bhagavan. Friend also, father also. Everything is Bhagavan only. Why can't you see any relation in Bhagavan? That's what our scriptures are telling. Therefore, Eka Rupa to Vishwarupa, slowly you have to gradually mature. Your mind can be healthy. Such a mind can never have depression problems. A mind which worships Bhagavan all the time, wholeheartedly, there is no place for depression, anxiety or tension. Because your mind is filled with Bhagavan. Where is the place for tension, anxiety, worry? No place. Therefore, relate yourself with Bhagavan. Love Bhagavan. Smile with Bhagavan. Talk with Bhagavan. Just shed tears for Bhagavan. How much relief you get, you know. You get lot of relief. Your heart becomes so light if you just shed your tears for Bhagavan. People are shedding tears for so many things in the world, except for Bhagavan. So, keep Bhagavan as your primary relation. Originally, in our Shastra, Vedic time, there is no Eka Rupa Upasana, Vishwarupa Upasana. Originally, in Vedic time, the meditation was only in Taittiriya Upanishad we saw, Samhitopasana, Omkara Upasana, and Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Like that, connected to Veda. Vedic symbols, upasanas were prescribed. Later, even in Brahmananda Valli also, Shastra says, first meditate upon the grossest element, prithivi, bhumi, you meditate upon that. Then go next one grosser element, that is jalam. Meditate upon the total water element, jala tattvam. Meditate upon that. And then go further, gross element, agni tattvam. Meditate upon that. Then go next one, the subtle one is called vayu tattvam. Meditate upon vayu, vayu devata as Bhagavan. Then meditate upon akasha, the subtler one. Like that, from gross to grosser to grossest to grosser to gross to subtle to subtler to subtlest, you have to travel. Mind has to be trained. Acclimatization we call it as. Mind has to acclimatize. Suddenly, straight away, you cannot go to the subtlest, formless akasha dhyanam, shunya dhyanam, you cannot do. We never recommend shunya dhyanam. Shunya dhyanam doesn't exist. Akasha dhyanam also, akasha is a positive entity. That is the subtler element. Subtlest means what? Brahma Chaitanyam. Subtler than subtlest. Then only you can go anyontara atma, like that Upanishad takes us to that hridayakasha finally. These are all Vedic meditations. But nowadays people are not familiar to Vedas, Vedic meditation, more on education, what to do. Therefore, Puranic Upasanas deities we can take. Rama Upasana, Krishna Upasana, Shiva Upasana, all are given in Puranas. In Kali Yuga, when Vedas are not very much familiar to people, they are not learning any chanting. We are learning only with alphabets A, B, C, D. We are starting. English only we are learning. That too, there is no connection with the Sanskrit words and mantras for us. Therefore, that dhyanam and all not relevant to us. Shastra says, don't worry, even though you are not having familiarity with Vedic mantras, Vedic upasanas, for your sake you take Puranic upasanas. Those meditation you can practice. That is why Ekarupa, Vishwarupa. Then comes Arupa is the final one. That Arupa dhyanam can be practiced only by the Vedantic students. Before going to that Arupa Dhyanam, one more faculty also we have to recollect, that is Samskara Dhyanam, Chitta Samskara Dhyanam. A value-based mind is a healthy mind. A mind which follows values, that mind is a healthy mind, can sit happily, practice meditation. That is called Chitta Samskara Dhyanam, we say. If you are an angry person, the mind is angry, you know what meditation it can do? So that instead of anger, I have to replace that anger in that place, love. Instead of anger, Shanta Manaha. If bhayam is there in the mind, always bhayam about my future. Person is having always fear. That fearful mind cannot practice meditation. Therefore, you have to come out of that fear first. Meditate upon abhayam, courage. Let's say Bhagavan's hand is always abhaya hastam. Every time that hand, any god you take, any deities of our Hindu culture, every god is showing abhaya hastam. Don't have fear. Don't frighten of anything. I am here to protect you. So on abhayam I have to meditate upon, so that bhayam will go away. Similarly, any weakness, if I have negative thinking, all those things I have to replace with positive thinking. All wrong thinking, all evil thoughts are coming, right thoughts I have to imbibe. However much I am trying, again mind goes towards that only. If mind is like a baby, you have to bring back again, you have to take care of your mind. Regular practice, just as you wash that copper vessel or brass vessel, every day if you wash only it is shining. Our mind is also like that. It is not one day or 2 days practice. When we are eating 3 times, why can't we do meditation 1 time at least? 3 times we have to do. Prataha dhyanam, madhyanam, sayankalam. Why can't we do it? No time. People give only one answer. No time. You have to draw the time every day you sit. If you start doing meditation, many diseases can be cured. This is true. Many diseases can be cured, and many that intake of medicines also can be reduced if anybody is having. Suppose any problem, ailment, they can reduce the intake of medicines. There is no doubt in that. So medicine is best medicine is meditation is the best medicine. Every day doctor asking morning dose, afternoon dose, evening dose, night dose, 4 doses they are giving. Our medicine is what? For a religious person, for a spiritual seeker, the best medicine is dhyanam. Dhyanam, dhyanam, dhyanam. The word dhyanam, the root, it comes from that dhyehi. Dhyehi means to meditate, to ponder over, to meditate. Upon what I meditate first? Initial stages you meditate upon your Ishta Devata. Many forms are given even in our Puranas. 33 Devatas, 33 crores of gods are there. Panjame illayana. You have no scarcity. It is a big mall. Any god you can take. Worship one god. If you want to change also, change. Doesn't matter. Rama to Krishna, Krishna to Rama, Rama to Shiva. Any god you can change. After all, God is my own property. No? Why can't I change? If you have that sincerity, you can worship the Lord. So this is the beginning stage. You have to develop that concentration, relaxation, and expansion of the mind, and values in the mind. Values to be developed. Later you come to final Vedantic meditation. Once you start this meditation, you live a religious life, then slowly you are getting jnana yogyata, and automatically you go to a guru and you study shastra, and guru teaches you what Lord Krishna teaches in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Jnana yoga is meant for Vedantic meditation. Harupa Dhyana. The whole Gita, 6th chapter, is meant for those Vedantic students, those who have completed Shastra, 2nd chapter, 3rd chapter, 4th chapter, 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. For them Lord Krishna recommends. That means you must have already finished Ekarupa, Visharupa, then your mind is eligible for Shravanam Mananam over, then you are eligible for Vedantic meditation. That Vedantic meditation is alone called as Arupa Dhyanam. Now I come to that meditation. Because of many of you are Vedantic students, so that topic I am introducing now. So Ekarupa, Visharupa for those students who are not yet completed the teaching of Vedanta fully, for them Ekarupa, Visharupa Dhyanam only recommended for a length of time. Then Arupa Dhyanam. What is Arupa Dhyanam? What Krishna want to say? Krishna says in 6th chapter, many people do not know that Bhagavan Krishna in 6th chapter Dhyana Yoga, they think Krishna Dhyanam it is. Because Krishna is teaching Bhagavad Gita about Dhyanam, therefore everyone thinks that it is a Krishna Dhyanam or your Ishta Devata Dhyanam. It is not so. That is purely with Vedantic meditation, that is Atma Dhyanam. Bhagavan Krishna gives steps how to do that. Shuchau deshe pratishthapya siramasanam atmanah natyukshitam natinicham shailajina kushottaram. How to prepare your asana, how to sit. Samankaya sirogrivam dharayan nachalam stiraha. Lord Krishna gives all nice steps for meditation. One step. I gave 8 steps in my classes. Those 8 steps, sarira sthiti, manasthiti, pranasthiti, indriya sthiti, buddhisthiti. How to keep your mind, how to keep your intellect, how to keep your body, how to do your breathing, pranasthiti. All these are beautifully designed for our meditation. Lord Krishna gives all these things. Having prepared everything, what you have to do now? Then Krishna says, don't do this and that. After preparing everything, people, next what to do now? You have to do shanai shanairu paramed buddhya dhruti grihitaya atma samstham manakritva nakinchidapi chintayet. May you not think about anything, you have to think about only Atma. Shanaihi shanaihi uparamet. Slowly, slowly you withdraw from the Anatma, Nama Rupa Prapancha. Buddhya Dhruti Grihitaya, having withdrawn everything, your intellect has to take up that Atma Swarupam, its nature. Atma Samstam Manakritva. Your mind is filled with Atma nature. Atma Ahamasmi, I am pure consciousness, I am all-pervading consciousness, I am birthless, deathless consciousness, I am Shuddha Chaitanyam. Like that I have to do meditation. Atma Samstham Manakritva, na kinchidapi chintaye. Don't think about anything else, Lord Krishna says. And Lord Krishna talks about Samadhi also there, which is different from Yoga Samadhi. In this Samadhi, we think about Atman only. Atmana, Atmanam, Atmani, Pashyati, Tushyati, Lord Krishna said. Through the mind, Atmana, Atmanam, Paramatmanam, Atmani, in one's own mind, Pashyati, recognizes, understands, in one's own mind, that Vedantic student recognize that Atma Swarupam, I am only, I am not different from that Atman. Then what? Tushyati, happy, ananda, that is real ananda, dukkha nivritti, all those points, samadhi, 7 definitions of samadhi Lord Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita itself in 6th chapter. All Gita students knows that. Why we have to go to Arupa Dhyanam? Why can't I continue only in this formed Lord? Adharam Madhuram Vadanam Madhuram. Nice to see the Lord with the forms. The Lord with so many weapons, ornaments, so much beautiful Lord. Nagendra Haraya, Trilochanaya, Bhasmanga Ragaya, Maheshwaraya, Nityaya Shuddhaya Digambaraya. Wonderful. That consciousness, arupam, no taste, no warm, no color, nothing is there. How can I shift to that? Why I have to leave this Lord? People have doubts in their minds. We have to understand, Shastra says, your worship of this Lord and your meditation on this Lord is not complete. It is not complete meditation. You want to complete your life with incomplete meditation? Shastra is asking, you want to complete or finish your life with incomplete meditation? That is Ekarupa Vishwarupa. There is another step further. Your meditation, culmination, completion comes only in Arupa. Don't you want to go to that? For those people, Shastra addressing now. Shastra is telling, whoever upasana srito dharmaha jate brahmani vartate, Pragutpatti Rajam Sarvam Tenasau Krupana Smritaha. Whoever is holding on to this formed God and the Srishti creator, Lord as a creator, Lord as a destroyer, Lord as sustainer, whoever is worshipping in that Lord, they are all unfortunate people, Shastra says. And Shastra says in Keno Upanishad, Shastra says, Nedam Yedidam Upasate, whom you are worshipping and doing Upasana, that Sitakra Upasana, Meru Upasana, there are so many Upasakas. They are doing so many Upasanas. Either Pratima Upasanam or Pratika Upasanam, either symbol or form. Nedam, Nayidam, Nayidam. What you are doing Upasana, this is not true. This is only for initial stages for you. This is not true. Then Brihadaranyakopanishad also comes and tells, Yonyam Devatam Upaste Anyosau Anyohamasmiti Nasaveda Saha Devanam Pashuhu. They are all like equal to animals, Pashuhu. Two-legged animals. Brihadaranyaka scolds those people who want to complete this. Until you get maturity, hold on to this. Eka Rupa Vishwarupa. But never conclude this is be all and end all, this is ultimate. That Shastra will never accept. Shastra says, Yaha Anyo Devatam Upaste. Devata is different, I am different. My God is different, I am different. He is Swami, I am Asami. Or I am a slave to that Lord. Saha Devanam Pasuhu. Saha Kripanaha. Unfortunate person. He is always like an animal carrying the load to that Devatas. All the time. Giving everything to the Devatas, working for them only. He can never recognize that ultimate formless God. Shastra says. Even Krishna also says that only. People who are doing this Vedantic meditation, they are great. Last shloka in 6th chapter, Lord Krishna says, these Jnana Yogis are superior, Arjuna, compared to Karma Yogis, Upasana Yogis. This Jnana Yogi is superior. Tapasvi Bhyodhiko Yogi, Jnani Bhyopi Matodhikaha. Karmibhyachadhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhava arjuna. Hey Arjuna, yogi bhava, nididhyasana yogi bhava. This yogi is superior, Vedantic meditator, Atmana, whoever do meditation on Atman, after studying Vedantic meditation, we call it as nididhyasanam. That is called contemplation. We don't call it as upasanam. Eka Rupa Vishwarupa, only we call it as Upasanam, meditation, Upasanam. When you come to Vedanta, it is called contemplation. You contemplate on your own real nature. But one day it comes, hold on to Eka Rupa, as long as you want. But recognize, Bhagavan, you give me right knowledge. I don't know. Yadrushoshi Mahadeva Tadrushaya Namo Namaha. Your form, I do not know. Please help me to know your real nature. You ask Bhagavan, he will give that chance to you. Lord Krishna advises Arjuna, hey Arjuna, yogi bhava, may you become a contemplator. This is called subjective meditation. This is no more an objective meditation. I am not looking at Lord outside me. How long you keep Bhagavan outside? Bhagavan is all pervading also, is inside me also. Really speaking, my real nature is Paramatma Swarupam only. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. Until I get this, there is no Trupti, there is no Dukkha Nivritti. There is no satisfaction, there is no freedom from sorrow. How to get it now? Study Shastra. Continue your worship. Study Gita. Study Upanishad. And you come to know what is Atma. What is your real nature. That is also Atma. then Paramatma is also Atma. You come to know this Atma, Jivatma and Paramatma are one and the same. That is the ultimate culmination of this Ekarupa Dhyana. It has to culminate there. Subjective meditation. Meditation upon the meditator. This is called subjective meditation. Atma Dhyana. Reduce meditating upon the Lord as object. Reduce that. Study Shastra. Start doing that Atma Dhyana. Meditation upon the meditator. That is called final. Now that meditation also, one more important point. Through meditation you can never see God. Even if you at all you see God, you see only His lower nature. Rama Darshanam, Krishna Darshanam. Many bhaktas have got darshanam of that Lord by doing upasana. That is only lower nature you are seeing, not the true nature of Ishvara. Lord Krishna Himself said in Bhagavad Gita, that is not my true nature, Arjuna, but people taking me, this Krishna, as my nature. Manushim tanum ashritamna. That is not my true nature. I am Ishvara sarvabhutanam hruddeshe Arjuna tishthati. I am sitting in everyone's heart as Atma Swarupam. They have to recognize that. Therefore, now onwards, pray to that Lord, Bhagavan, help me to know your real nature. That important point what I want to say, through meditation you see only lower nature of the God form. He appears and disappears. He appears and disappears. Again you come to same dukkha, sorrow. Shastra says, you want to know that Lord be always with you. You want that Lord with you all the time. Only one method. That is, recognize you are that Atma Swarupam, which is the nature of God, which removes all your sorrows, fears, anything in the life, dissatisfaction, all will go away. So meditation is not given in Shat Pramanas. Pratyaksha, Anumana, Upamana, Arthapatti, Anupalabdhi, Shabda. There is no meditation as a Pramana. Pramana means through that you get knowledge. The Pramanam is that you get Prama, Jnanam. But Jnanam is not given there. Through Jnanam you will never get Jnanam. Through Jnanam you will never get Jnanam. Because Jnanam is not included in six Pramanas. Shabda Pramanam, Laukika Shabda, Apaurusheya, Vaidika Shabda. Vaidika Shabda only you get Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. Through Pratyaksha Anumana Upamana, Laukika Shabda, you get Laukika Jnanam. Other sciences Jnanam you get. You get physics knowledge. You get chemistry knowledge, computer knowledge, music knowledge, dance knowledge, in any other pramanams, pratyakshanumana, upamana, etc. But Atma Jnanam you get only through Alaukika Shabda, Veda Shabda, Apaurusheya Shabda. For that Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, I have to come to Prasthanatrayam. I have to study thoroughly, threadbare analysis. And I have to live in that Shastra. Then alone you can do that contemplation. Then you get Atma Nishtha or Tattva Nishtha. That is called Parabhakti, Bhagavan said. That is real Bhakti. I want that Bhakti, Arjuna. Jnani itu Atma Iva Mematam. Jnani Bhakta is so dear to me, Bhagavan said. Not Ekarupa Bhakta, Artha Bhakta, Arthardhi Bhakta. I told you, Artha Bhakta is a crisis Bhakta. When crisis comes, they look at Bhagavan. They worship Bhagavan. Arthardhi Bhakta is one and business Bhakta. When he wants to prosper in business, in profession, look at the Lord. Oh Lord, help me. Business Bhakta. And Jignasu Bhakta, he wants to know Bhagavan. Still he is away from Bhagavan. Krishna Paramatma says, Jnani Bhakta is my real Bhakta. Therefore, Arjuna, you have to become a Jnani Bhakta. Jnani Bhakta means what? A person who has studied Shastra after completing Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, and Sravana Mananam, then Nididhyasana. After Nididhyasana, what? Your journey is over. That is called culmination. Therefore, first Ekarupa Upasana, then Visharupa Upasana, then come to Arupa Dhyanam, that is Atma Dhyanam, contemplation or Nididhyasanam. Start doing this methodically, this type of meditation. Overall, it helps you physically, emotionally, intellectually, as well as spiritually. This is designed by Vedas, Vedic meditation this is. It is purely classical. Purely classical. Classical music is so difficult. Light music is easy. Light music is easy. Light meditation is very easy. But classical meditation, Ekarupa, Visharupa, you have to develop bhakti and how to worship the Lord. That is why we keep this Shivaratri Puja, Abhishekam. Even you can visualize that Abhishekam, whatever you see here or in any temple, that Abhishekam you mentally visualize. Meditate on that. So many ways are there for meditation. So this is the brief introduction about meditation and its steps of meditation. And the final point is obstacles in meditation. When you are sitting for meditation, first obstacle is sleep. Sleep comes, laya. When you sit in meditation, you do not know whether you are meditating or you are sleeping. So that problem comes. Lord Krishna said, the person who eats too much, natyashnatastu yogosti nachaikanta manashnataha Nachadi Swapna Shilasya Jagrato Naiva Charjuna. Hey Arjuna, the person whoever is not eating at all, he is not fit for meditation. Who is eating too much also, not fit for meditation. Who is sleeping too much also, not fit for meditation. Who is not at all sleeping, also not fit for meditation. Then who is fit for Yuktahara Viharasya Yukta Cheshtasya Karmasu Yukta Swapnava Bodhasya Yogo Bhavati Dukkaha. Moderation in food, ahara, vihara, entertainment, Yukta Ahara Viharas, Yukta Cheshta. Moderation in activities, in karmasu, in any mundane activities or sacred activities or ritual, be moderate. Don't do too much. Yukta ahara vihara yukta cheshtasya karmas. Yukta svapnama bodhasya. Moderately sleep, moderately awake. That is ideal way, path for reaching that destiny, that is spiritual destiny, that is moksha. Lord Krishna said. So therefore, laya, when it comes, sambodhaye chittam, wake up again, start meditation. Laye sambodhaye chittam, vikshiptam shamayet punaha. If mind is distracted, make it calm. Vikshiptam shamayet punaha. Sakashayam vijaniyat. Don't addict it to that old vasanas, old habits in your mind. Don't allow them. Samapraptam nachalayet. Samapraptam, once it comes uniformity, don't distract again. Rasaswada, don't enjoy meditation continuously, it is very nice. No. So meditation also must be moderate. Everything moderation. That is the ideal way prescribed by Shastra. So all of you start doing meditation. If you are already doing, continue. Ekarupa you are doing, continue, come to Visharupa. If you are doing Visharupa Dhyanam, continue Visharupa, come to Arupa slowly. Take your own time. take your own time, follow meditation, and culmination should come meditation on the meditator, subject meditation, that called subjective meditation, meditation on myself. When can I do meditation on myself? When I know what is my real nature, I can do. Why I have to do meditation there, nididhyasana? To get nishtha. You can take it as three types of meditation, ekarupa, visharupa and arupa. Order, you should not change the order. Ekarupa first, visharupa second and arupa third. Three types of meditation. Or you can take final word, meditation on the meditator. That also you can choose. Depend on your own interest. With this, I conclude this topic, meditation, on this auspicious Mahashivaratri day. The Lord Shiva's blessings should shower on all of you. And with this, I conclude my talk. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.